Well, Jane and Mr. Race managed to bring Betty and Carl together again. It took a lot of play acting on their part, even going so far as to stage a fake quarrel. But it all turned out for the best, and the newlyweds are now living happily ever after. Our scene now is the Ace's bungalow late afternoon the following day. There's a ring at the door, and the Ace's maid, Laura, goes to answer it. Listen.
Oh, is it, please?
Is Mrs. Ace at home?
Well, maybe. Who is it, please?
Tell me, Mrs. Burnside is here, please. Come in, Sheila. Just tell Mrs. Burnside and Mrs. Crawford.
Is she busy?
Well, ma'am, not exactly. She's brushing her hair.
Oh, well, tell her this is very urgent.
Yes, ma'am, but I'll have to wait till she finishes counting.
Counting?
Yes, ma'am. She never lets me talk to her while she's brushing her hair and counting.
Oh, I see. How much does she count?
100. And if I talk to her, it mixes her up so that she...
When did she start?
She just started, ma'am.
Well, we'll wait. But you announce us the minute she's finished.
Yes, ma'am. Who is it again, please?
Mrs. Burnside and Mrs. Crawford.
Yes, ma'am. Mrs. Burnside and Mrs. Crawford.
Counting to 100.
They're the brilliant girls.
The things I've learned making the rounds of these houses in the interest of charity.
Comfortable little place, isn't it?
I think homey is the word for it.
Mm. Have they lived here long? I don't think I've ever seen them at the club or anything.
Oh, they've been here several years. I don't know. They don't mix much.
Is this her photograph?
Where? Yes, I think so. Yes, that's Mrs. Ace.
Sweet.
Of course, it flatters her.
And this must be Mr. Ace.
I imagine. I've never met him.
No, I don't think I'd ever care to.
Here she comes.
Oh.
Well, she's on 56, ma'am.
What?
I just listened at her door. She's on 56.
Oh. Well, we'll wait. You just tell her we're here the minute she's finished.
Yes, ma'am. Mrs. Bernstein and
Mrs. Crawford.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, ma'am. Mrs. Burnside and Mrs.
That girl reminds me that I must remember to give my girl a raise.
Isn't she screaming?
Now, Dorothy, I'm going to let you do all the talking again. You've done such a marvelous job so far.
Oh, thanks, my dear.
Selling Mrs. Frederick proved it.
Oh, she was easy. The minute I said she could have a part in the play, she was like pie.
Oh, that idea of giving them all parts in the play this year was priceless.
Works like a charm, doesn't it? They just can't take enough tickets. Show me the woman who doesn't think she gave up a career on the stage when she married her husband. They're few and far between.
Yes, but it's going to be too bad when rehearsals start and they find out they're only in the mob scene.
Oh, what of it? It's all for charity.
All the same, I don't want to be around when they find out.
Well, it'll be too late then. The tickets will all be sold. And stop saying mob scene, Sheila.
Well, after all, that's all it is.
It's not a mob scene. It's the big party scene. We didn't say how important the party is, did we?
No.
And as long as it sells tickets, that's all we're interested in.
I thought I heard somebody talking in here.
Oh, Mrs. Ace. You remember me, don't you? Mrs. Dorothy Burnside?
Oh, yes. Pleased to meet your acquaintance.
And this is Sheila Crawford, Mrs. Ace.
Well, how do you do?
Oh, pleased to meet your acquaintance. I'm so sorry I didn't know you were here.
Well, your girl told us you were busy. We didn't like to disturb you.
Yes, I was lying down, just reading a book. Oh, I'm such a mess, my hair and everything.
Oh, it looks lovely, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, it does now.
Oh, really, it does.
It does? Oh, it does now.
Well, Mrs. Ace, how have you been?
Oh, well, so-and-so.
We never see you anymore. You've been hibernating.
No, just reading my book.
When was the last time I saw you? Must have been 2 years ago at the country club, remember?
Oh, yes, the country club. How is the country club?
Oh, pretty good. Of course, our season is over now. We've more important things to do than just play. Play in the summer and work in the winter.
All right.
And it's about some work. We came to see you today, Mrs. Ace.
What do you mean, work?
Well, Sheila and I are up to our necks in hospitals.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Huh?
Did you say hospital?
It's the annual United Hospital Drive.
Yes, we're on the ticket committee. And of course, we've come to bother you about taking some tickets.
Do you need a ticket to get into a hospital? Huh?
Get into one?
No, my dear, you don't understand. You see, every year we put on a play for the benefit of all the hospitals in this town. You remember, I think I sold you a couple of tickets before.
Oh, yes.
And this year, we have a surprise for you.
You have?
Yes, indeed we have. Wait till you hear.
You see, my dear, this year, the play we're putting on is going to need a lot of actors and actresses. Now, how would you like to be in it?
In the play?
In the play.
Oh, of course I would.
I knew you would. I was just saying to Sheila before you came here, and I said, wait till I tell Mrs. Ace about a part in the play. I know she'll be delighted to do it, I said, didn't I, Sheila?
Yes, she did, Mrs. Ace. By the way, did anybody ever tell you we look like Helen Hayes?
Helen Hayes? Well, no. Do you think so?
Oh, of course. I see the resemblance now that you speak of it. You've been in plays before, haven't you?
Well, it's true I was one.
Well, I knew it. And I bet you were a big hit, weren't you?
Well, to be truthful about it, yes, I was.
Dorothy, what did I tell you, Sheila?
Dorothy, said you've been in plays before.
Oh, well, that was the only one. For a while after that, I thought I was really going on the stage. But, well, you know how things happen. I finally got married instead.
Oh, of course. Don't we all?
Yes, isn't it the truth? But I've often thought about it. I've got a scrapbook, you know, of my write-ups.
Your write-up?
Just one write-up. I thought I'd get more later, but like I said, I got married and forgot all about it. Lots of times I take that old scrapbook out and read that write-up I got in that paper bag home. The last three lines, it said, David Hanley, George Jackson, and James Sherwood were also in the cast. Sherwood was my name before I married Miss Ace. Of course, when I married, I changed it to Ace.
Yes, of course.
Yes, every now and then I take it out and read it and think about that play and how maybe I would still be behind the footnotes if I hadn't got married. But there's no use crying over spoiled milk, is there?
No, of course not, my dear. And now you're going right back there, aren't you?
Oh, well, if you want me to.
Want to? We need you. And here's the point. How would you like all your friends to come and see you in this play?
Oh, I'd like it, especially if I was good.
Well, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to allow you to take 50 tickets. Is that too many?
Well, no, not if I'm good.
Oh, don't worry about that, Mrs. Ace. We've hired the best director we could find, and we feel sure you'll be all right.
Oh, of course you will, my dear. So you take these 50 tickets. They sell for $3 a piece. Oh, surely you can sell $150 worth of tickets, can't you?
Well, if I'm good in the... $150?
It's only 50 tickets. Wouldn't you want 50 of your friends to come and applaud for you in the play?
Oh, yes, but I haven't any $150.
Oh, you don't have to pay for them now. You only pledge yourself to sell the tickets. We give you this pledge to sign. Give it. You just sign this, taking responsibility of the tickets. And after the play, you turn over the money to us.
Oh, do I have to sell tickets for the play and then act in it, too?
That's it, Mrs. Ace.
Well, does Helen Hayes do that?
Helen, I bet she would if it was for as good a cause as this. And you must admit that it is a good cause.
The best in the world. And wait till you see the play, Mrs. Ace.
Yes, I'm going to be in it.
Of course you are.
Oh, I'm so excited. Wait till my husband hears about this.
Now, if you'll just sign this pledge, Mrs. Ace, the pen, Sheila.
Here.
Right here, Mrs. Ace. Your autograph, please.
Autograph? Oh, is it? right here.
That is,
Jane. My married name or stage name?
Stage name?
Yes, you see, when I was in that play, my name was Jane Sherwood. And if I'm going back to the stage again, maybe I should take the same name again.
Oh, well, no. No, I don't think so, Mrs. A. I think it would be more legal if you just signed the pledge Jane Ace.
Well, all right. I guess if that is easier to put Jane Ace in the electric lights than Jane Sherwood.
Of course not.
Oh, naturally. Ace. There, Jane Ace.
Oh, that's fine. And here are your tickets. Now you get busy, Mrs. Ace, and start selling them.
How about the play? When do I have to
play? Oh, we'll notify you when rehearsals begin.
But what kind of a part do I have to play?
That'll all be taken up in due time, Mrs. Ace.
Well, I'd like to tell them what I play best. I play parts best in sport clothes and things like that.
Well, we'll see what we can do. Now, goodbye.
Oh, well, I'd like to find out as soon as I can so I can start selling my part.
Oh, we'll call you very soon, Mrs. Ace. It's been nice knowing you.
Good afternoon. You get busy, Mrs. Ace. tickets and try to get rid of as many of those tickets as you can. Because the more you sell, the less you have to take for yourself.
Oh, well, hello, dear.
Oh, hello. Am I interrupting something?
Oh, well, you remember Mrs. Burnside, dear.
Oh, yes. How do you do?
Hello, Mr. Ace.
And this is Mrs. Crawford. This is Mr. Ace, my husband. How do you do?
I'm happy to know you, Mrs. Crawford.
We were just going. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, dear.
Right with you. Well, now, don't forget to call me now as soon as you can.
Oh, we won't, my dear.
Well, company, huh?
What do you think, dear?
What?
Oh, I'm so excited.
What is it?
You'll never guess. Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, what is it, Jane?
I'm going to be in a hospital.
In a hospital?
In a play, I mean. A play for a hospital. The hospital puts on the play. They're working for the hospital, and the play...
Oh, wait just a minute. You're going to be in what?
In a play.
Oh, and then in a hospital.
Yeah, no.
Well, if you're going to be in a play, it's only safe to assume you'll wind up in a hospital.
Now, just a minute. If you're going to... Listen, did anybody ever tell you I look like Helen Hayes?
Helen Hayes? Well, no, Jane, but now that you mention it, I can see there's positively no resemblance.
That's just what they said. Oh, I'm so excited. Buy a ticket.
What?
A ticket for the play. I'm selling these tickets to my friends to come and see me out.
Well, that's a fine way to treat friends.
I'm not treating them. They have to buy them. They're $3 a piece. Now, I don't want any trouble with you, dear. You're going to buy the first one. Come on.
Oh, no, Jane, I don't want any tickets. Dear.
You're not going to come to see me out?
Oh, but, Jane, you know I haven't been feeling well lately. My stomach's been upset.
Well, I think that's abdominal.
Abdominal, yes, that's the word.
Well, if a person's own husband won't come to see
his wife... Well... It seems as if Jane's on the road to another career. And if those women think they won't have trouble with her when she finds out the kind of plot they're palming off on her, well, more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.